big one right here on our left, Jim.
Yeah, but it's not, I don't think it's big enough to be Breisling.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. We got a ridge up here in front of us.
What I say, Joe, about 1.6, 1.7 for Breisling?
It's about 1.4, 1.5, Jim.
Get on top of it.
That could be Breisling, Dave. We'll find out when we get up on top of this ridge.
Yeah.
By the way, Houston, your comm is crystal clear for us up here.
So is yours, Dave. Maybe we ought to take this gear to Flagstaff next time.
Yeah. Off in the west now, I see Bennett Ridge.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it all the way. You can see just a peak of it almost all the time.
And Rover, this is Houston. Your range to Breisling is about 1.7, so you may be short of that still.
They just picked off 1.7 and are relative bearing 0.36.
There's the rail.
There's the rail.
Yeah. We're looking down in. Down and across the rail. We can see craters on the far side of the rail.
Roger, like advertised.
Got to turn the camera on.
Yeah. Now we're getting into the blocky stuff. About 1 foot, quite angular, irregular surface.
We're right at the edge of the rail, I think.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We're on the edge of the rail. Better believe it. I think we're heading right.
I don't see elbows, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I see elbows. See, we have to stay up on the high part of the rail here.
Yeah.
See, elbow is not as prominent as we thought, but there's a definite crater there. I see elbow.
Yeah, it's subtle, though.
I'm going to turn on the camera.
Hey, look, there's a big block on the edge of the rail there that must be 10 meters. There are lots of outcrops, but on the far side, I don't see anything that would suggest really layering. There's a lot of debris, big angular blocks all the way down, but nothing that you'd really call exact layers.
Roger, we copy.
They get us back up on the ridge, it's smoother.
Yeah, I think that the heading we were on the heading a little too far west. We're getting back up on the higher part of the real rail. At this part, I'd estimate the slope is probably, about 3 degrees.
Yeah, there's a definite ridge or rim that runs along the rail, maybe 70, 80 meters from the inflection point that drops down into the rail, don't you think, Jim?
Yeah. And we might as well, we're heading right toward... We'll head toward the east side there of Elbow.
Yeah, we're in good shape. We can see Elbow, and we can see the front all the way down to the spur, and there's not a big block on it.
Keep talking. Beautiful description.
Hang on.
I see one large block up about a quarter of the way up the front, Dave.
Okay, hang on there.
Yeah.
There's a big one partially buried. Oh, there's some beautiful geology out here. Spectacular. Oop, watch that. Hold on.
Well, looking up at the front now, Joe, I sure see the linear pattern that Dave commented on before with the dip and everything. Boy, that was a good stroke.
It's a good stroke, all right.
And I sure get the impression that almost looks like a slump feature. But we'll take some good pictures of that. Because you see the same linear type pattern in the east side of the rail. And the linear pattern there is parallel. Almost like layering in the rail. And then as you look up slope, up the front. That layering takes that dip to the northeast that Dave had mentioned earlier.
Roger, Jim, can you actually see the east side of the rill towards the south there?
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Looking directly south, I can see that that exposure, the exposure that faces northwest. I can look down and I can see, I think I can see Hadley Sea down there.
Remarkable.
Yeah, I think I can see the south rim of Hadley Sea. Okay, let's see. Well, we can see Elbow. But anyway, when we get there,
hang on, got one coming. Okay. Oh, my.
Should be 2.7, but we've got another 0.7 to go.
Okay, we're doing all right.
They've been generally about 10 clicks.
Yeah, but it takes attention paying.
Yeah, and again, looking at the looking to the south along that the edge of the rill that faces to the northwest, I can see several large blocks that have rolled down slope. Very large blocks that are about 3/4 of the way down the slope into the rill. That's just at the base of St. George.
Roger, Jim. Copy.
And they were hitting about 165 right now. Try to stay on the fairly level and smooth part of the rail rim. But looking over to the edge of the rail at this point, I see a large concentration of large boulders, large rocks. I'd estimate the size, they're angular, and they're all of the same color and texture as far as I can tell from here. See that, Con? Well, you better watch the road.
No, I see what you're saying there. You keep talking, let me drive.
It's the first good concentration of large rocks that I've seen, very similar to the large rocks that... That 14 saw up at the top of Cone.
Roger, Jim, we copy, and your range should be coming up on 3.1 at station 1.
Okay, relative, right now, Joe, our bearing is 1.8, range is 2.3.
Roger.
Okay, now, Joe, I can see the bottom of the valley, head valley that leads down toward Hadley Sea. I can see the bottom of the rill. It's very smooth. I see two very large boulders that are right on the surface there, on the top of the very smooth portion of the bottom of the rill. And the one to the southeast, I can see the track of where it's rolled down slope.
Roger, Jim, copy. And is the bottom V-shaped or fairly flat?
Oh, it's flat. It's hard to estimate. I'd estimate maybe... 200 meters wide of a flat area at the bottom. Oh, and I can see what we thought was Bridge Crater. And it definitely would not have been a place to cross Hadley Rill. It's just a depression in the west wall of the rill. And I, at this vantage point, there are sure a lot more blocks exposed on the far side of the rill. I'm contrasting yeah. now the rail to the southeast.
Hang on, Jim.
Okay. And the rail to the side of the rail to the northwest.
Roger, Jim. Copy all that. Loud and clear. And Dave, is the front wheels are the front wheels wandering off of straight ahead as you drive along there?
No, they're okay, Joe. It's just there are a lot of craters, and it's just sporty driving. I've just got to keep my eye on the road every second.
Roger, we understand that. Just trying to get some engineering information here. Apparently, your front wheels are tracking straight ahead. Is that correct?
That's correct. And, of course, when we turn, they dig in, and it makes the rear end break out. But it's okay. We handle it.
Knew you could.
And add to Jim's comment that the near side of the rail wall is smooth without any outcrops there by St. George, and the far side has got all sorts of debris. Almost looks like we could drive down in on this side, doesn't it?
Stand by on that, Dave.
So we could drive back out.
Stand by on that, Dave. Oh, no. I can turn around and look to the northwest where the rail trends to the north. But I'll let me concentrate on elbow for the moment.
Yeah, let's get to elbow.
Okay, the range estimate must have been off for elbow. Our map says 2.7. Joe said 3.2, I guess.
Our estimated, Jim, was 3.1 from your landing site.
I see, that's right. That's the difference, yeah. Driving course. Man, oh man, what a Grand Prix this is. There's old elbow. Isn't it? It's a real fresh one down there.
Elbow's larger than that.
Yeah, but there's a nice fresh one there.
Yeah, but you want to go a little farther east. See, that's elbow out at 11:30.
Oh yeah, Raj. Gosh, that's a long way away.
Yeah.
Distances are very deceiving. It's like we've been driving for an hour. Are you sure that's elbow, Jim?
Yeah. Yeah, you want to go farther east there.
Okay. Down this little crater. Back up.
That's elbow out at our 1 o'clock position.
Shoot, this is elbow right here, I believe, my friend.
Yeah, this is elbow right here.
Yeah,
this large one.
The one we're just trending into.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big fella, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. I don't know,
take a look up here and we'll see how she looks.
Maybe you can, angle uphill here.
Yeah, there's... How we doing on time there, Houston?
Like gangbusters, Dave and Jim, continue on, and we'll give you the exact number in a minute.
Okay, do we want to stop at elbow or press on?
Stop. Follow the checklist, just as planned.
Just as planned, okay. Okay, let's go right up on the ridge line there. I see some debris. Maybe we can get some refreshment in the rim. He's looking down front. Oh, look at this baby climb the hill.
Yeah, climbing is about 8 clicks.
Yeah, man.
Jim, can you get an amp reading for us as you climb?
Oh, sure. Yeah, reading, it's just about, it's 10 on bad one, Joe.
Roger.
We've got a good slope here, about, I'd say, 10 degrees we're going up right now. apart, and we're on the east rim of Elbow.
Stupendous.
Okay, this ought to give the folks back home something to look at right here. Okay, we're at our first stop. Boom. Okay, power's beauty down. And Joe, here's some readings for you.
Roger.
185-011-042-105-112-085-087, and, I'm reading the lower limit on the motor temps, both forward and rear. Doesn't look like that gauge is operating.
Maybe they're still cool.
Let's hope so. Okay, Joe, I'll give you a TV here.
Roger.
Okay, Joe, high gauge pointed. And we've got a fair amount of dust on the rover. Very light, thin.
Camera coming up. And we got that Velcro and the Nomad bag fixed.